Since the establishment of the People's Republic of China in 1949, the U.S. security establishment has consistently sought to exert pressure on the Communist China. Historically, this strategy has primarily involved human rights violations, demonization of the Chinese Communist Party, and economic coercion. While the aggressive approach adopted by President Donald Trump has undoubtedly had negative consequences, it has also reinforced a fundamental reality. The U.S. maintains a deep-seated conviction that China will always be perceived as a rival, if not an enemy. Trump's bullying tactics, which have reportedly frightened many of China's allies and smaller nations, have challenged the Chinese national ethos rooted in self-confidence, civilizational pride, and economic prowess comparable to that of a superpower. The reasons behind this escalation can be traced back to decades of strategic communication aimed at undermining China's influence. Human rights abuses, political unrest, and economic coercion were core elements of this strategy. Negative stories disseminated through American and British media served as a means of discrediting China's democratic credentials. However, this strategy came to a halt when Israel unleashed its brutal response to Hamas terror attacks on October 7, 2023. The resulting loss of over 50,000 lives effectively silenced Western concerns about human rights in China. Israel's actions demonstrated a disregard for international law, effectively dismantling the Western narrative on this issue. Stoking unrest and exploiting dissent within China's Western and Southern periphery has also been a component of the anti-China strategy of the U.S., at least since the early 1990s. Let us first examine the current tit-for-tat exchanges between the U.S. and China, before briefly reviewing the CIA's plans to cause unrest in China's Western and Southern regions. Following his controversial statements regarding China, President Trump embarked on an apparent damage control exercise on April 10, engaging in a conciliatory tone towards President Xi Jinping. "I believe President Xi possesses a deep understanding of the situation and is deeply committed to the well-being of his country. However, it is highly probable that this strategy will effectively quell the sentiment stirred by his assertive discourse on China. Furthermore, it is unlikely to diminish the lingering memories of Chairman Mao's perspective on the U.S. As Chen Zhen, a scholar affiliated with the Wilson Center, elucidated in November 2019, Mao had already solidified the national sentiment towards the U.S. What most angered Mao was the perceived American hostility towards China and the Chinese people's perception of themselves as backward and even inferior. Consequently, the discourse of anti-U.S. imperialism became a central theme of extensive domestic mobilization throughout China during the Korean War era, Chen Zhen wrote.